hochi. It must like this. El ikol mifra hochi. Ikol mifra hochi. So kochad v'chad take up a duchtayu. The Gemara shach. All of them you have to leave the way they are. You can't learn out one from the other to change around the dinim. Each one stays by their own halachas. And then Rashi Hill, what it means to say is that kochad v'chad take up a duchta. Kiksivosa, the way it's written in the Torah. Stam. And therefore, kishutro anina for Kohen Gadol. When the Torah gave a heter for Kohen Gadol to do the avoid, even though he's an einain, stam, it says, stam, bein, biyachad, bein, betzibor. Whether it's a korban yachad or korban tzibor, hutro. Ukishinesru lehedjit, bein, biyachad, bein, betzibor, nesru. And that's by a hedjit, that's for both of them. Ukishutro tumba betzibor. And when there's a heter of tumba betzibor, hutro after Kohen hedjit. Ukishinesru be korban yachad, nesru after Kohen Gadol. Therefore, these halachos we do not change around. And then Echnami, a new name that's mutter for Kohen Gadol, it's not only for Korban Tzibor, but what didn't even apply to a Korban Yochid also. That's the way the halachos are. Yeah, now it says the Mishnah Tful Yom. A Kohen at a Tful Yom, if he does the Avodah, he's Mechal the Avodah. So how do we know this? He said that a Tful Yom again is a Kohen that touched the Sheretz, let's say by daytime, even though he went to the Mikvah, but since it's not, Her Shemesh didn't become Tzetzik Chovim yet, it's still also to do the Avodah. So how do we know if he does it, he's Mechalol, the Avodah is possible. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Simoyim says, Remez le Tful Yom, Shemovat Chil Minayin, where's the Remez? How do we know that this Yisoid, if a Tful Yom does the Avodah, that he's mechalit, that's possible. Talmud Leimut is a possible. That says Talmud Leimut says, Kedoshim Yiyu, and it ends off, for lo yichalalu, and you should not be mechalo. Mashma, if you do the avoided now, when you're tonei, you'll be mechalo. And Rashi says, Kedoshim Yiyu, this possible is Gabi Tumik, see, we're talking about by Tumah, or Kerin, that's tonei. The Emor, in the Emor Elokahanim, and it says, lo yichalalu, therefore you will not be mechalo the Korbin. Mashma, if he does the Yavoida when he's tummy, he will be Mechalit. Zumar says, if you do not need this Pasuk where the Kohen is really tummy, then not, because that would learn out from another Pasuk of Mivinozru, another Pasuk we had before, from Vinozru, and there it also says the word Chilu. So we know already if a Kohen is tummy, if he does the Yavoida, he's Mechal the Yavoida. So what do I need this Pasuk over here that says, Kodeshim Yiyu, in the Pasuk of Tum, and also it says, Lo Yechalalu, Mashm, if you do the Avodah, you are Mechal. So the Gemara says, Tinuinyan Letzful Yom, will use this process to teach us that even Letzful Yom, even though he already went to the Mikvah, but since it's not, Harosh Shemesh didn't become evening yet, it's still also for him to do the Avodah. And the Wadim, the Avodah is Mechulu, he makes the Korban possible. Now the Gemara asks, Eimah, why don't I say better, this Pasuk is talking about Tinuinyan Lekareach Korcho, or the Mashkes Pas Zokin, that the Psukim right before this Kodesh Yimiyu says to the Kohen is not allowed to make a bald spot in his head, is not allowed to shave off his pace, and then it says Kodesh Yimiyu. So maybe the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen that if he makes a bald spot or he cuts off his pace and then he does the Avodah, maybe that's be Mechal the Avodah. So how do you know the Pasuk is talking about a Tful Yoin? Maybe the Pasuk is talking about a Mashkes. Well, Mashkes Pas Zokin, maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So Gemara says, no, that can't be pshat. The Gemara says, Tful Yom Diem Ovad Veniso Minolan. How do we know that you said that a Kohen is a Tful Yom, even though he went to the Mikvah, but since it's before Her Shemesh, how do we know that the Locher is that he's Chayiv Miso? So Minolan, Tigoma Chilu Chilu Mitruma. Because the Gemara in Chulin learns it out from Xerah Shava, or the Gemara in Sanhedrin, learns out of Xerah Shava the word Chilul that it says here, from the word Chilul that it says by Truma. So therefore we dash in to Posel, but Truma, Mochel Avoida. It has to be something that's Posel for him by Truma. Most of the claims are Tfu Yoim, or Tfu Yoim is also T Truma. So something that's Posel, but Truma, we learn out the Xerah Shava that is a Chayiv Misa. For the loy posel b'truma l'mosh l'kayin, let's say he makes a bald spot or he cuts off his payas, there's no risk in needing truma l'mosh l'avoida. Shita, the posel is not talking about this. That's not the case where he's mechalol the avoida. But Rashi says, Kloimar, we can't say we're talking about now a Kareach Korcho, because after that's full Yoim. If he does the avoid these Chayiv Misa, Gmosin, had you learned it out, from Mechilu Chilu Mitruma, or Mechilu Daikro from this Postig Yalaf, Nemakan Chilu Vnema Betonei, or Tfu Yoim Shochlu Truma Chilel, or Mesa Boyki Yechalu, so Malal Mavis here also. The Kitzes Tzukim here is talking about something that's possible by Truma. So we're making the Zerah Shava, it has to mean like a Tfu Yoim, and not a Koyin, that's a Karachas. Now the Gemara says, oh, my Rabbo, lo mali de kosta rachmon nitomei ot fu yoyin um mechusta kippurim. Like we're soon going to see, we have like three psukim. One posuk says the kohen that's tonei, if he does the avoida from the yinozru, that is mechal the avoida, and now we just ask him from kodeshim yiyu, and vlo yichalu that it's fu yoyin. If he does the avoida, he's mechal the avoida, and we'll soon select another posuk by a mechusta kippurim. That's by a zav or a mitzayrah. That even after they go to the mikvah, and even after it comes Harashemesh, they have to wait till the next day till they can bring the korban. So before they bring the korban, they do the avodah, they call the mechusik kippurim, that the avodah is also mechalo. So her question is, what do we have to have three psukim for? The Rashi explains that the tfu tamei for sure we need. The question is, the other two, what came with learn out the tfu yoyim or mechusik kippurim from a tamei? That's really the question. What came we learn out one from the other? How can we have to have three separate psukim here? Gemara says, Tzarich, yes, we need three separate psukim. We cannot learn out one from the other. Because of Rachmonit Tomei, or we just read the Pasha of Tomei, Shekein Metamei, it's a Chomadik of Sul. A Kohen that's Tomei, if he touches somebody else, he's Metamei, makes the other one Tomei. So therefore, that's what the Torah was so makbit to say, that when he does the Avoid, he's Mechal the Avoida. But the other two, does not Metamei somebody else, maybe they're not Mechal the Avoida. The other Gemara says, okay, but b'tful yoyim, came with time, b'tful yoyim, so let the posuk just say them by t'ful yoyim, what do I have to have a posuk of mechusik ipurim for? So Gemara says, no, if it would have just said by t'ful yoyim, mechusik ipurim lo yostim, and I would not learn out of mechusik ipurim, shekein posul b'truma, because the t'ful yoyim is posul not lari truma, according to t'ful yoyim, before Harashemesh, he can't eat Truma. Rashaykin, once it becomes Harashemesh, even though he doesn't bring a carbon until tomorrow, let's say he was a Zavarim and Tzairim, still he's allowed to eat Truma. So you see, Mechusik Kippurim has less of a Halacha, that he's mutter to eat Truma, so maybe he would not pass all the Avodah. So therefore, I need a special Posek by Mechusik Kippurim. Dagmar says, okay, very good. Then Mechusik Kippurim, let the Posek just say by Mechusik Kippurim. And why can't I learn out Tfu Yoyim from Mechusik Kippurim? The Gemara says, no, Tful Yoyim lo yasiminei, I would not be able to learn out Tful Yoyim from the Mechusik Kippurim. Shekein Mechusik Maisa, because the Mechusik Kippurim is worse off, the fact that he has to do a Maisa, he still has to bring a Korban. Try here, Hashemesh, he just has to wait until evening, it comes by itself. But Mechusik Kippurim, he has to bring a Korban yet, since he's Mechusik to bring a Korban, maybe it's a Mechamadik Apsul. So therefore, I need all three psukim. Tazmar says true. Mechod leyas, I can learn out one from the other. Potesi chod mitarati, like let's learn out one from two of them. So still one is extra. Tazmar says, let's see. Bahai lelichte rachmona. Which one of these three shouldn't the Torah write that should be able to learn out from another one? If you want to tell me the lichte rachmona, the mechusik ipurim, the Torah shouldn't have wrote. By mechusik ipurim, the Torah shouldn't have wrote that of a kohen. That's not to bring a korban for his tyra. He mitzchal the avoido. And how would I know it then? Fitaisim hanachalurin out from the other two. From tfu yoyim and from tamei. I'll tell you no. Ma lahanach shekem sulim betruma. Okay, that's tamei. Or even if he went to the mikvah and he's only tfu yoyim, he's possible is not lari truma. So that's why he's mechal the avoido. But a mechusik apurim that's lari truma, I would not know that he's mechal the avoido. El rather lelicht of rachmona b'tfu yoyim. The Torah shouldn't have written the psul by tfu yoyim. V'teisa mihanach. And once I know mechusik kippurim is mechal the avoda, so from him I also know tfu yoyim. The maya pirchus. What kind of question would you want to ask? Malhanach shekein mechusarim maisa. In other words, you can learn out tfu yoyim not from the mechusik kippurim. And not from a person that's Tamei, Because remember, by both of them, they are mechusa maisa. If a kohen that's tamei, he has to go to the mikveh, he has to do a maisa. Or kohen that's a mechusa kippurim, he has to bring a korban still. But shenken, it's full yom where he already went to the mikveh. He only has to wait till evening. That's not so bad. So maybe there wouldn't be a psul. So I can learn out a full yom from the other two. And the Gemara says, no, still there's a svara, safe, kli shala tumma. Of course, still there's a svara. And Rashi says, it means there's less of a tumma by mechusa kippurim. Shaihera shimshai, it already became even already. Yes, therefore, v'sulekha pircho, the ma'atzad, chad m'na'a nami, shen mechusa ma'isa. Because, no, you should be able to learn a full yom from these two. Because what he asked, what he's telling me, both of these two, is mechusa ma'isa, but I call upon him by mechusa kippurim, his tumma is very small. He went to the mikveh already, and he has already hair of shemesh. It's only for the fact that he's missing the carbon. That's called the klisha, a small amount of tumma. So still he can learn out madach for this small amount of tumma of mechusa kippurim. Still the Torah says the kohen when he's in mechusa kippurim, if he would do the avodah, he would be mechalu, he would pass the avodah. So for sure, a kohen has a tfu yom, and he did not.